Mike, how you doing?
Good, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on, man. Now, coaches are always looking to improve their team, but you're outscoring your opponents by an average score of 4-1 in games, or actually 5-1. You know, you're 16-0, Mike. How do you keep your team motivated?
Yeah, you know what? It's a good question, especially good timing on the question just over the winter break here. We're now done our first half of our season here, so we're heading into the finals break here till January. So we've done a few things. We try to line up an exhibition game, and then we've also this week, for instance, we brought in a skills coach just to work with the guys. So kind of back to hockey school almost. So different voice and smaller groups. We kind of split the team into two groups. So it's kind of a unique opportunity to work on some goal scoring and some fine skills that you don't really get to practice much when you're in kind of a systems high intensity practice.
You know, you bring up a good point, Mike. Why is that? Why don't we spend as much time working on the skill development as you do the systems?
I think, reflecting on my pro career, like I think you spend a lot more time in the pro game developing that stuff because you got a lot of time before or after practice, and it's kind of a more unique situation with especially the school and the guys go through here at Nate being quite demanding. We got guys in school from 8 till 4:30, and then to hop on ice for practice, and with limited ice time, it's kind of thing our practice is a little bit more limited time, but we do put emphasis on that before or after practice. But again, I think nowadays you kind of want that high intensity. You want to practice at a game pace as much as you can during practice, and so that skill stuff kind of gets accomplished, but not as much as it could, which is why it's nice to bring in a guy like this week.
Mike, it's interesting as a hockey coach, if your team can't do anything right, can't win a game for trying, you've got a certain set of challenges in front of you. A lot of them are mental. When you're going as well as you have, including wrapping up the pre-break schedule with some dominating wins, the flip side is human nature, unless you really are on top of it, says, you know, we're pretty good. Subconsciously, maybe we can let up here. Some of that edge is gone. As a coach, how do you tackle that? It's a nice problem to have, but it can be a problem.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. We're doing our one-on-one meetings right now, actually, this week, and it's funny you bring that up. And so I think one of the things we talk about all the time is we kind of approach each week the same. And we talk about all the time is consistency and consistent execution. And so one thing as a coach is you're demanding on the guys. I mean, you have high expectations and you're a bit demanding on guys and probably a little tougher on guys at different times in the year, depending on the schedule, to keep that kind of high expectation standard well known to the team. And so we try to do things like that and also try to incorporate different things, like, you know, or you have a different teams for the week, or we're working on different focused face-off plays or different structure to our game and adapting to different systems. So it's kind of a new structure. It's something new to focus on, and you're not worried about who you're playing or the success you just had.
Mike Gabinet, head coach of the Nadeuks men's hockey program, a perfect 16-0 thus far this season. And talk about scoring depth. You have 9 forwards who are averaging a point a game right now, Mike. It's got to be a lot easier for a coach where you can just roll your lines and know you're getting like that's legitimate balanced scoring.
Yeah, you know what, and that's something that's a credit to our guys. You know, we've got a lot of guys that work extremely hard, and that's a luxury of the coach, right, is to have, if they're matching up against our top line, well, then our third line's getting a pretty good matchup. So we have that depth, and we roll our lines with no TV timeouts or anything like that. You know, it can be a pretty high-intensity game, so it's, you know, your top guys are getting a decent rest, and the other guys are contributing. So you're right, it's a huge advantage to our program.
And, you know, even your fourth line guys are guys who have like 9 points in 15 games. So it's you know, it's not like, you know, they're any sort of offensive slugs either. Now, Mike, the exhibition game, did you line it up? Are you playing an exhibition game?
Yeah, you know what, we were thinking about, we got one more on our schedule here. So we're just looking if we're going to do one in early January against maybe another CIS opponent kind of thing. And so we're just kind of in the works of trying to figure out a date that might work.
Have you talked to the former Nate coach who's currently at the U of A? I know the Bears and the Ooks have played exhibition before. Are you guys trying to make the schedule work?
Yeah, you know what, we're trying to, unfortunately with our team, we have a 9-team league, so we go a little bit longer than they do. So we're just trying to find that balance. We can even maybe line up a midweek game or something when we have a bit of a lighter schedule. Just I think it's so good for both teams just to kind of have a high intensity game on both sides of it. So we're definitely trying to make something work.
Mike, just back to your team specifically here. Tell me about this. Is it Trace or Tracy Elson? A couple of hat tricks to wrap up your pre-break schedule. Going great guns. Where did this kid come from? And it obviously hasn't taken him any time to transition into the ACAC.
Yeah, you know, exactly. He played a handful of games in the WHL. We only have about five major junior hockey league players on our team. So it's nice to get those guys that, you know, probably maybe could have won an NCAA route if they didn't play in the WHL at an early age. And so he's really developed a lot since being a season. He actually just had his one-on-one meeting a few minutes ago and just talking about his development over the course of the start of the season. And we're, like I said, we're tough on guys in practice and we have high expectations. And his habits have really improved, and now he's paying the dividends of it. And he's worked extremely hard to his credit, and he just keeps on getting better and better. It's fun to watch.
Well, Mike, continued success, and we hope the winning streak lasts the entire season. And a little ways to go to catch the Golden State Warriors, who are 23-0. And I'm sure as a coach of a team who's 16-0, you can appreciate what they're doing at the pro level.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's fun to watch that for sure. And thanks very much for the support.